for 25 years. Nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Tommy Dreamer talk about the 2024 WWE Draft Night Number 2. Who are we doing with? Who better than Bully Ray, our very own Bully Ray, who is at Night 1 and Night 2. We'll get an on-site report from Bully Ray. Also, Tommy and I get into Tony Khan's comments at the NFL Draft. A lot to do on this edition of the Busted Open Podcast. Somebody that we not only saw on Friday on SmackDown, but saw last night on Monday Night Raw representing SmackDown, and that is our very own WWE Hall of Famer, most decorated tag team wrestler of all time, Deathmatch God, your host each and every Wednesday night for Busted Open After Dark, Mr. Bully Ray. Sir, how are you? And thank you for the time. First and foremost, talk about the experiences. Talk about what the experience on Friday and the experience last night.
Man, I can't even put into words how different of a place the WWE is now. The way the whole show is ran, and obviously without certain people there, I believe the black cloud and the eggshells have definitely disappeared. You can tell that Paul Levesque's WWE is a more laid-back WWE, less stress, and a lot more fun. There's just this whole vibe of more of a team effort than I think I've ever seen there before. Everybody being on the same page. Very little politicking did I see or anything that resembled it. It really was a great experience. And if it wasn't, you know, I would tell you about it. I'd be like, wow, man, it's bad back there. But no, it was a really great experience. I know you guys were saying you felt that the draft was a bit underwhelming or boring or you didn't like it at all. I didn't really get a chance to watch everything being so busy there with other aspects like, you know, digital media or interviews and stuff like that. But the stuff that I was involved in, I enjoyed. It was fun for me and Devon. I know it was fun for the fans in Cincinnati and the fans in Kansas City last night. So I don't know. Will it be a successful draft? I'm not sure. Will they stick to the rules? Hopefully, you know, the first draft under Paul Levesque, they'll stick to the rules and they won't start swapping people out for a while.
Well, I mean, it's hit or miss, Bully. And first of all, I think Tommy and I both agree. We really enjoyed Friday night in SmackDown. A little bit different last night with Monday Night Raw. And when it comes to the draft, it just feels like you don't have your champions. You don't have your biggest star in Roman Reigns involved in the draft at all. I kind of just like, Bully, to be honest with you, the call-ups from NXT. You know, what is the NFL draft or any other draft? It's, you know, college kids being drafted into the major leagues. I kind of love
it's new young blood being brought into the system.
Exactly. And I loved, like, the raw emotion of seeing the NXT roster and then one of their own being drafted to the main roster. You know, I just thought that was fantastic. And, you know, the shuffling from Raw and SmackDown, it is what it is. I thought the presentation was really good. But if I had a choice, I would just do it like once a year. The Raw has a certain amount of picks and SmackDown has a certain amount of picks, and they draft people from the NXT roster. I think that would have, you know, more of a quote unquote draft feel to it.
And you know what? I gave this some thought about the word draft, because, you know, like you said, when we think of draft, people from college coming up, new people, fresh people, young blood, and that really pertains to NXT. But when it comes to the main roster, it's really not a draft. It's more of a shakeup.
Yeah.
So the WWE does a 2-day draft event, but maybe call one night the superstar shakeup, maybe call one night the actual draft. And I'd love to see it done more as a lottery, as as a giant bingo game. You spin the wheel, out comes the name, and that person is on Raw. You spin the wheel, out comes the name, that person is on SmackDown. Make it as unpredictable as you possibly can to the fan base. And I think that covers it, where we're not just drafting, you know, either the same person to the same brand, or, okay, they're just heading over to a different night.
I like it. I like that idea, Tommy. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I'm hoping it sticks to it. And, you know, this is a, you know, will time see, like Bully said, of, you know, this is the first draft under Paul Levesque, and, you know, let's see if it works. It's kind of time tested.
But do you like
Bully?
But do you like Bully's idea about like more of a superstar shakeup one night and then a draft the other night?
Yeah. You know, the idea that you know Matt Camp had said about, you know, doing a draft, the draft, when you think about it and the ratings that it did, it did great, and you hope that it will continue to do great. I don't know if it could be a standalone, because again, this is episodic TV. It gives us a break from something. It serves its purpose where it's at. I do, you know, they have done the superstar shakeup when things weren't going so good, but I don't think that's apropos right now. But I do think, yes, the call-ups are going to be one, and then if you're going to move people around in a draft, move people around in a shakeup, or it's time to shake things up, maybe do it in 6 months, you know, just to give you a fresher look. That's, you know, like I said, from the territory days, you're there 3 to 6 months, and then you move on to something else. They don't have that if you're in the WWE world. I'll tell you, like, an example that I like Baron Corbin call-up. I like the Dijak call up. Hopefully they will have creative for them, because they became different people while they were down in NXT, and not just be, oh, they're the reliable people that they'll have a good match with and won't really translate on the main roster, because they reproven themselves in that system. So yeah. I like things like that, and hope for better things to come with them.
Bully, the difference in crowds, because I'm interested, it sounded like on Friday, Cincinnati was hot. And then last night, it didn't seem like the crowd was as hot, and it was, at least it sounded quiet on TV. What were the crowds like on Friday and Monday?
So I was really looking forward to talking to you about this exact point, because I have had a theory for the longest time about Friday and Monday. The end of the work week, it's Friday, 5 o'clock, happy hour. Let's go have a beer. We're about to look forward to the weekend. And, oh, by the way, we're going to SmackDown tonight. Let's go crazy. Let's have a great time. That's the exact vibe I got from the Cincinnati crowd. When the show started in Cincinnati for SmackDown, I went out there and I, you know, kind of watched and I listened. I was looking at body language. People are on their feet. People are, you know, they're interacting a lot more. It's definitely that end of the work week, you know, feel. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody needs a second chance. You know, lover boy, everybody's having a great time. Monday, now you have the hangover from the weekend. It's your first day back at work. All right, we got to get the kids out of school. Let's get them fed. Let's get in the car. Let's go park. Oh, yeah, we're going to watch Raw. We really, really want to have the best time ever, but we're still a little tired from the weekend. We went back to work today, you know, kind of that Monday blues. And I think that the WWE does the best job that they can to get the most emotion that they possibly can out of that crowd. So the theory that I brought forth a while ago, I'm going to stick with that. And that's why I feel like we get the more lively crowds on Friday night.
It sure sounded like you were trying to get them into it. You were playing with the crowd beautifully. And even Patrick Mahomes, when he stood up, he was kind of like, come on, let's go. Like, it's Patrick fucking Mahomes that, in Kansas City, you know?
Dave, when Mahomes stood up, so I was watching that on a monitor in the back. Now, I couldn't hear because they didn't have the volume coming through the monitor, but I could still hear the live crowd. I was like, wow. That wasn't that huge of a pop for, you know, Mahomes, who's like God over there in Kansas City. And I watched the people around him on the screen. Like, not everybody was standing on their feet. So, yeah, I just think it's the hangover from the weekend, and it just kind of rolls into Monday nights.
All right.
Did you say hello to catering for me, and did it miss me, and did it have ribs, dry rub ribs?
Go figure. Guess who I saw in catering?
Who?
Piper Niven.
Okay.
And I ran into her. Me and Piper had a little bit of a stare down in catering. So, but catering was excellent. You can always tell how good business is by catering. And when you're eating individually wrapped beef Wellingtons, you know things are good.
Well, I hope you gave a nice handshake to Pat McAfee, because once again, Pat McAfee gave Busted Open a shout. That's three times this April alone that Pat McAfee gave Busted Open a shot. So I hope you said a special thank you to Pat. You're welcome, brother.
You're welcome.
Bully, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You back tomorrow?
Yeah, very excited to be back. And I just want to say to everybody listening today, thanks for all the love on Friday night. Thanks for all the love on last night. The WWE Universe, the Busted Open Nation, really, really great to me and Devon. It was so much fun to go out there and play the hits last night, just have the interaction with the crowd. Had a blast. But tomorrow we're back in business, coming back home to Busted Open, grip it and rip it, turn and burn, and do what we do.
Yeah, I want to, you know, we're coming on right before Dynamite. I still haven't heard your take on Tony Khan's comments at the NFL draft. So I'm looking forward to hearing that tomorrow.
Oh, trust me. We're talking about Tony Khan and his comments tomorrow.
Bully, we'll talk tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Adios.
Bye. All right, Bully Ray, WWE Hall of Famer, the host of Busted Open After Dark each and every Wednesday night, Tommy. And he did a great job. But interesting, like he said, like we thought, dead crowd last night in Kansas City.
Different, you know, so it wasn't just us. It didn't come through on the microphone. It was a different crowd. Every town is different.
Talk is Jericho podcast with multiple world champion professional wrestler, lead singer of Fozzy, and New York Times best-selling author Chris Jericho is now on Fight Nation. Don't miss Jericho interview some of the biggest names in wrestling, entertainment, and comedy. Plus, give all of his takes on what's going on in the world of pop culture. Catch the Talk is Jericho podcast every Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern on your home for combat sports, SiriusXM, Fight Nation, Channel 156.
I think that was true emotion that you're getting from the NXT superstars that are moving to the main roster. And I, they love being on NXT. They love being a part of NXT, Tommy, but you got to look at the big picture. You know, they're wrestling in front of a couple hundred people on TV every week, and now they're going to be wrestling in front of 10, 15,000 people every single week on either SmackDown or Monday Night Raw, and as well as major money contracts. You're not going to get a major money contract, I'm sure, wrestling for NXT, but you are if you go to Raw or SmackDown, and then you have the opportunity, Tommy, to become the next big superstar. You know, who's the next big superstar? This is why I think it should just be NXT, because what you can do, Tommy, is you can talk about the roster, interview the roster, have them tell you why they want to move to the main roster, tell some of their stories, where they came from, you know, like that's like the emotional investment. And then it's time for the picks. Raw's got three, and SmackDown has three. And then you're probably going to root for some people. One of the things I love is that, you know, the training camp show, right? For the NFL, where you're like, there's certain players you're rooting for, and you don't know if they're going to make the team or not, right? Some undrafted free agent or some walk-on. Are Hard Knocks? Are they going to make the team? And you find yourself rooting for that player. Imagine if they did that for NXT, where you're hearing the stories and you're rooting for a certain wrestler to see if they're going to get drafted to Raw or SmackDown. That's, to me, pretty cool. And then you get that raw emotion of them being called up. That, to me, that's ratings. To me, that's huge viewership right there.
Dave, when it's storylines in sports, think of this. Think of if a player, I don't want to go to the team yet. Like if Trick says, I don't want to go get called up yet because I'm the champion here and this is my place. How do you not love this guy even more? Think of eligibility. Like what makes you eligible for that draft? You know, in football, I think you got to play 2 years now. Think of somebody like, you know, things like that. Think if you have like a Robert Stone who's an agent and wants more money and then goes and takes that story. I got drafted by Raw, but guess what? My player is not going to play for you. We're holding out. And then SmackDown gives this person the most money they've ever had as a call-up. That person's an instant heel. There's so many great ways you can go from real NFL stories that you could translate to our scripted world of World Wrestling Entertainment.
And you mentioned Robert Stone. You know, Von Wagner is gone. So, like, what's next for Robert Stone? Like, you know, who's the, you know, like, I, you know, really kind of tell that story about, hey, man, the guy I've been managing, the guy that I associated myself to, he's no longer with the company. So where do I go now? Like, to me, that's interesting. That's interesting storytelling because it's true and it's honest and it's based in reality.
Evil sports agent right then and there.
Yeah.
Use that draft to get two more people over or three more people over.
I love it. I love it. Again, you know, we'll see what happens with the draft, but I think there's ways to do it moving forward where it would be a lot more interesting. And one thing I will say about this year's draft is I love the production of the draft. It was a little bit more credible. It was a little bit more realistic than what we've seen the last 4 or 5 years. All right. It's kind of funny. We had the draft and this weekend we have a PLE on Saturday, but tonight, Tommy, we have night number two of NXT spring breaking. So we're in the middle of kind of like a quote unquote NXT PLA, and we've had people get called up. But I'm really looking forward to this NXT underground fight between Natalya and Lola Vice.
I agree. I think tonight's show is going to be great. I love covering NXT. It's been a solid show. And if I could throw some creativity in there, for next week, let's say goodbye to our people that have been drafted. Wrestling fans need closure. These people have been a big part of your shows for everybody. Let them say goodbye on the platform that got them over. Do it for next week. Advertise. It's going to be the last Ilya Dragunov match for, you know, quite some time. It's going to be the last for Kiana James. The other girl that got called up, I apologize. I can't think of her name right now. We just interviewed her.
Lyra Valkyria.
Yep. And bring all those people back just to see. It'll be an emotional show, but it will also be, you know, generate, I feel, some ratings because I'm saying goodbye to somebody that I watch. Think of everybody's last games. All draws in pro wrestling. I mean, in real sports. So celebrate these people for where they had. Wish them the best of luck. And watch them, you know, hopefully shine because we want to see everybody shine.
I love it. Imagine part of what we're going to see on spring break and is the goodbyes from those NXT call-ups. Because you're right, we've been invested in them now for the most part for the last couple of years. And now they're saying goodbye and moving on to the main roster. Also, Obafemi is going to try to defend that NXT North American Championship against Ivar. The NXT Tag Team Championships are going to be on the line. Ridge Holland versus Sean Spears tonight as well.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Bully Ray.
Do you know who I am?
I talk pro wrestling and I play rock and roll.
Yeah!
Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation.
It's Wednesday. You know what that mean?
The only place to party is Busted Open After Dark with me, Uncle Bully, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation 156 and on the SiriusXM app.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. On the NFL Network, an opportunity to kind of promote AEW and what's going on with AEW, and maybe even put over the storyline that's going on with you and the Elite. And again, just taking that opportunity to take shots at the WWE, Tommy. I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, Tony Khan is somebody who came on this show on a weekly basis. We gave him the opportunity to promote AEW Dynamite. And he definitely took advantage of it. I don't understand why you take that opportunity, which is a rare one, and you use it to take shots at the WWE. Again, we go back to WrestleMania week, Tommy. You and I and Bully and Mark were doing a show from WIP in Philadelphia, and it was the Thursday right after Adam Copeland had that, what I thought, tremendous speech in the middle of the ring on Dynamite, where he talked about we got to stop the tribalism, and he mentioned the WWE and he got booed. And he's like, no, man, let's celebrate pro wrestling. Like, we're all on the same team here. This needs to stop. And it just feels like since then, it's just been jab after jab after jab. Like, man, you can't yell out stop the tribalism when you are the cause of a lot of the tribalism. I got to say this, Tommy, and I love AEW and I love Tony Khan, and Tony Khan has done a lot of great things. Please just stop with this. All right. You don't like the WWE. I get it. I understand it. Take those opportunities like the one that you had at the NFL draft and promote what you have. Promote how good your show is, because there's so much goodwill with AEW. I just felt like that was a missed opportunity and an unnecessary shot at the WWE. Your thoughts?
Well, when I'll give you my two takes. Here's number one. You got a lot of buzz for wearing the neck brace at the draft. A lot of people during the NFL draft were talking about he was injured during a thing during his show or AEW or Attacked, all that stuff. That's good publicity because it's furthering your storylines, all that stuff. Even if you hear the comment when it's made, the announcer, as soon as it said, you start hearing the music and they're wrapping you up now because they're like, whoa, 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 because they don't want to be involved in the conversation. That's where, if you have personal animosity towards somebody, it is your God-given right to say whatever you want to say. When you're an owner of a company, it's your God-given right to do so. But then it's, again, the backlash from it. And there is a lot of backlash from it. When you said, if I'm comparing, you know, what Adam Copeland had said about tribalism, yes, this is creating more tribalism, where it's also going to be viewed you as, you know, hey, how dare you say that? There's also then the other side where people could be like, well, they have this and this going against them. But if this is all garnered towards, let's say, a Vince McMahon, well, Vince is no longer has anything to do with the WWE. So he sold all his shares, or he's all his shares are up for sale. He's out. When you are an owner and you have hatred towards something or are fighting for your life, you're going to take those opportunities. It's just who you are. If you can't control your own tongue, cool. But then again, you have to face the ramifications. Don't know. I mean, obviously the NFL will have to cover you because you're an, you know, part owner of a team. Don't know if they'd say, well, let's not have this person on again if they're going to go this route. More so use your platform to promote your show as opposed to when, and listen, when I say taking shots, there's shots across the board and you cannot say who started, who did it. It's just, and I've said this before, you have to stay in your lane. However, I would be a hypocrite to say that shots weren't fired out of my mouth during that whole time called ECW. Shots were fired all the time, but it's different from the 90s to 2024. But also, if you have someone going on national television and saying, hey, here's this, and we don't want to have it anymore, to then when the owner goes and says something like that. Listen, if he feels that way, like I said, it's his right. And if he's there willing to stand on his words without any retribution or negative feedback towards him and his company, then that's cool. And if he believes that, that's cool. And, you know, Dave, it's you have no clue what it's like when you're going up against the big other companies. I was a part of it. I was a part of it, and the behind the scenes stuff were brutal. I mean, we've also, you know, known about contract tampering, all that stuff. It's different in wrestling than it is in, you know, the NFL. If there is direct proof, it costs you in the NFL. It costs you in real sports. In wrestling, not so much. So it sucks. It sucks that it happens. And I get it that you're living and dying by your own country and your own company and your own decisions. But it's a slippery slope in 2024. It really and truly is.
But Tommy, you also have to understand that you're talking to an NFL audience.
Yes.
So you're not talking. It's not like, let's just say Tony Khan came here on Busted Open and we're having a long interview and we're talking about Dynamite and we talked about Dynasty and we talked about everything that happened on Dynamite the week before. And then he makes that kind of comment again, you know, say what you want about the comment those are strong words by Tony Khan, very, very strong words and accusations. And like you said, the WWE is trying to change things. Vince McMahon, who's the one that we point the finger at when it comes to these things, is no longer with the WWE. So I just feel like when you're talking to an audience, and I kind of like what he said, hey, we're a startup company. He said, you know, the biggest startup company since the AFL. Let's go back. It's going back a very long time, going back about 70 years now when you're talking about the AFL and the AFL merging with the NFL. But you're talking now. I like that analogy because he's talking to a football audience. So they don't know about AEW, but they sure as hell know about the AFL. So I like how he made that kind of comparison. He's got the neck brace on. He's selling what happened to him on Dynamite, which I absolutely loved. And I gave him a lot of credit. So did you, Tommy, on our show last Thursday morning. But again, you're talking to an NFL audience. So now's your opportunity to not only sell AEW, but pro wrestling to an audience that may not be watching pro wrestling. And probably most people that were watching probably don't even know what AEW is. So that's your opportunity not to take shots at another company, but put over your own company. Hey, this is where you can watch it. Here's the channel. Here's the times. This is a new, we're very young. We're hip. Where, you know, I think the NFL audience would really love this style of pro wrestling. We're more sport than we are sports entertainment. Like, talk about those things, because here's your opportunity to get that audience to tune in to your product on a weekly basis. Taking shots at the WWE is going to do just what it did. Bad publicity. I'm going to be honest with you, Tommy. I had more than just a few people call me. And this is being honest. I'm being completely honest here. I had more than just a few people, friends, that said to me, dude, Dave, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with AEW. I'm done with this guy. You know, I've had it. Like, I've given them a little bit of rope, and every time I give them an opportunity and I give them a chance, something like this happens. I'm done. And as hot as the WWE is right now, Tommy, there's going to be fans that say, you know what, I'm getting my wrestling fix from the WWE, or I'm getting it from TNA, or I'm getting it from the NWA, or I'm getting it from New Japan. You know what? You got to fight for that niche. You got to fight for that audience. And we've seen a decline in viewership and attendance. The focus should be getting those fans back, not taking unnecessary shots at other companies. Tommy, it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday. We have Sam Roberts joining us for our 15-year anniversary. When did Sam Roberts join us? In the last hour of the show. Why? Because the first 2 hours of our show, he's on the air too. We're actually competing with one another. Our shows are on at the exact same time, but yet he has me on his show, and I have him on our show. Why? To promote pro wrestling and to promote our shows. Now is not the time to take unnecessary shots. The pro wrestling audience isn't big enough to keep continually having the foundation cracked, and it seems like AEW loves to do it for whatever reason, and I don't understand it. I love Dynasty. I am somebody that was on board with the end of Dynamite on Wednesday. A lot of people killed it, and I was like, that's bullshit. I thought that was intriguing. It makes me want to tune into the next week. I think there's a lot of podcasters out there and hosts that take unnecessary shots at AEW, and that's frustrating too, and I'm sure it's frustrating for Tony Khan. Come on our show and talk about it. Don't talk about it when you have an opportunity to talk about it to an audience that doesn't normally watch pro wrestling. Swing and a miss. Unnecessary. And I wish I could tell Tony Khan that. I wish I was close enough to Tony Khan to be like, man, Tony, you have a great show. You have a great company. Let's talk about the positives instead of continually talking about the negatives.
Yeah. Listen, like, it's... Oof. In 2024, you can't do that. You can't. And you have an opportunity to get more people to tune into your show. Here's the other part of it. This stuff with Patrick Mahomes, and thanks to the Nation for sending me tweets, it's all over the NFL. So WWE comes in. You're the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're the owner. You have a wrestling company as well. It took a negative spin towards you. Because of what you said, WWE literally just went and turned it and got the most popular football player, the Super Bowl winning quarterback, and now has him involved in a WWE show. So that was what, Friday? Now we have Monday, or Thursday or Friday when Tony made those comments. And WWE now has a lovely spin on, wow, look at this thing that we was just on. One person called us really bad, but no, the number one person in the NFL has us here. That's the game of chess that I talk about, that Bully talks about, where then again, perception is reality. I love what you said about, hey, WWE does their own things. I don't agree with the WWE. I have a personal vested interest against the WWE because of things that, but you know what? This is what my company does. My company does. More Athleticism. We have this guy. We have this guy. We have this guy. We have this guy. Girl, guy, same thing. I'm just using my pronouns. Yeah. We have this. You want to watch them? Great. Give us a shot. Or we have just about, we have this show coming up. We have this. Because there is a lot of good things to talk about with AEW instead of having your narrative about, because then what are we talking about the WWE? That's everyone is talking about. Then you're going to make comparisons to a really, really bad situation that we still don't have a judgment on, a guilty or an innocent. So, and again, it's past ownership. it really and truly is. And if there's still people involved that do everything, and we said this when this first came out, everything will eventually come out. So let them either sink or swim, stay in your lane, and concentrate on the greatness of what you are delivering. Because at times it is great. And when you have this medium to, you literally heard it from the commentator. Oh, like he was like, "Oh, if he could have said, holy shit, let's rap." It was like the Oscars.
You want to make somebody uncomfortable? You bring up Harvey Weinstein on a live interview. That's how you're going to make people uncomfortable, because he's a despicable human being. So as soon as that name, and that guy ruined lives by his actions. So now you're making a comparison to that in a wrestling company. Dude, that is wow. That is wow to make that kind of comparison.
Well, he's in jail, convicted of what his accusations were, and just being a horrible human. He was convicted for like rape and like all this horrible stuff.
He manipulated actresses and his status in the movie industry to take advantage of people for decades. Now, if you want to make that comparison about Vince McMahon, like you said, Tommy, there are those accusations out there. And, you know, I understand where there's smoke, there's fire. But you got to wait until those things are proven. And the other thing is that the WWE has now, like, done things with the structure of their company where Vince McMahon is out. The problem is out. Now, obviously, you still have to address those issues, the victims and everything else. There's a lot that needs to happen with the WWE and the Vince McMahon situation, but you're not at that point yet. And just like, again, there's a discussion to be had when it comes to those things. It's not at a time when you're at the NFL draft and you have a live microphone and you're being, asked questions by an NFL panel that are talking about the draft and are giving you a time to talk about AEW. Now is not that time to take shots at the WWE. Hell, you say, hey, I'm talking to sports fans here. You know what? Anybody that didn't see it, go back and watch Bryan Danielson against Will Ospreay from our last pay-per-view, AEW Dynasty, because people are calling that the greatest pro wrestling match in U.S. history. So if you're a lapsed fan that hasn't watched in a while, or you're a fan that doesn't watch AEW, or you're new, I suggest you go back and watch Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay from AEW Dynasty, because I believe that was the match of the year and maybe one of the greatest matches of all time. Big bang, boom. Now you're going to get people to want to tune into your product. Or look what just happened to me. I'm wearing a neck brace because I got pile driven in the middle of the ring. I'm going to have something to say about it on AEW Dynamite on Wednesday. Make sure you tune in. I'm like, come on, man. And I'm being serious, Tommy. I've had diehard fans that are like, I'm done. I'm done with AEW. I'm not, obviously. But there are fans out there that be like, enough of this shit. Enough of the tribalism and enough of the drama. They're causing their own tribalism and drama by doing that shit, Tommy. Enough is enough, man.
I like what you said with comparing the company or a match. If he even said something, if you wanted to go to the WWE, I would dare anybody to put Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns versus Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. Watch, if you watch both of those matches, you tell me which the better match, the better pure wrestling match. And be like, oh, wait, this is compared to a WrestleMania main event? That could be, and be like, my money's on Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. And then you're like, whoa, is that controversial? Sure, but you're the owner. You're proud of it. You'll have, Jerry Jones. There's always controversy with Jerry Jones for things that he says, right? But he's not going to say the Cowboys aren't the best team in the world, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl in forever. He's going to go out there and talk up his team. And if he hates the Eagles or if he hates the Giants, he hates Washington, whoever he hates, he may take a shot, but you're not going to take the shot that shot was taken.
And you know what, Tommy? I love AEW. I know lately I've been called like an AEW hater, which I don't get, because from day one, Tommy, I don't think there's been one talk show host that's promoted AEW. I don't think there's one talk show host that went to more AEW events where I paid out of pocket myself, t-shirts, everything else. I'm a fan. But don't do this bullshit where you're making me choose over one company or another. Don't do that. It's almost like you're making your fans choose between the WWE and AEW. You can watch both. You can be a fan of both. Don't make me choose. And don't make fans choose, because you want to know something? You may not like the outcome. If you're going to have fans choose between AEW and the WWE, you may not like the outcome, because the WWE is a hot product right now. But there's room for both. And there's room for TNA and everything else, too.
History, right? If you think about the hotness of when WCW was on fire, they were the cool product. When did they start becoming uncool? Yes, there's been books about it, all that stuff. But when a shot was fired at WWE on live television, everyone went, wait, what? Turn the channel. A definitive moment. Why? Because another shot was taken. And listen, if you remember, and you know, you and I have talked about it, when it was Billionaire Ted, that whole skit, it was like, oh man, this WWE is lame.
Yeah.
I want to watch WCW. Or when AEW came in, they were the legit alternate product. When WWE is doing as cool stuff, what's going to make you alternative? What's going to make me to watch your product? I don't know if that comment will make you watch that your product.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.